So I'm here with Donegal Ladies Manager Maxi Curran. Maxi, is that what you call grabbing victory out of the jaws of defeat?
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Look, you know, I think the way the last, you know, 10 minutes of that game played out, we were very unfortunate to concede the goal we did. I think it was very clear the referee blew his whistle just before the girl kicked the ball, and you know, our player stopped playing and the ball nestled in the top corner, and then he changed his mind and he gave the goal, and you know, and that I think there's a wee sense of wrong there for us, for our girls, and they, you know, they put that in the right way in the last couple of minutes. We got up the field and we got the goal. Look, we're unfortunate, we hit the crossbar a couple of minutes before they got the goal as well. And look, all things considered, you know, playing against the wind, playing against them, you know, coming the big long journey that was how to do, you know, to come and play like that is very pleasing. And I think we deserved a wee bit of luck at the end, and thankfully we got it, because I don't think we got very much last week. And look, we're just delighted to get the win.
Do you think you played better against the Gael than you did with it?
Well, we probably played better when we had 14 players, funnily enough, than we did when we had 15. But look, a lot's made of the wind, and a lot's made of, you know, things like that. Really it comes down to mentality. You know, I suppose coming from Donegal, a lot of our girls are well used to playing in the wind. You know, it's something that comes a lot. Like, but look, it was just about how we kept the ball. Prior to that, you know, we had a couple of good chances that we kicked the ball away that we shouldn't have. You know, stupid balls kicked into Geraldine. You know, people rely on the likes of Geraldine and the give her a ball that they shouldn't give her, and we kicked two away when we really needed to hold on to it. You know, so we're probably lucky to get a second chance from that viewpoint. But look, I think they tried really, really hard. They worked their socks off. It's January, the end of, well, maybe the first of every now, but it's, you know, it's still winter football, and you know, we're having an awful lot of work done. And you know, we had a tough battle in Mayo last week, and I don't think we got the rub of the green. So. But look, these things swing in roundabouts, and some days it goes for you and some days it doesn't, and thankfully I think today we got a wee bit of luck.
Were you particularly pleased with the response from the girls in injury time when the game seemed to be going away from you at that stage, Maxi?
Well, that's the thing, and it, look, you know, it can very easily go the other way, and it looked like the gods were conspiring against us again. You know, we got a sin bin that was, we felt was very, very harsh. You know, put us down to 14 players, and you know, and then wee things just weren't going our way. You know, I say Caroline Sharkey rattled the crossbar. Geraldine had another one narrowly wide. So you know, we didn't feel, you know, I don't think whatever, but had maybe three of our wides in the full game. You know, so they were very economical and probably a bit more than us. And so, look, you feel that, you know, it's not going to be your day again, you know, but it was, as you say, they dug in and they came out. You know, our experienced players, Evelyn McGinley, Nicole McLaughlin, Deirdre Foley, in that last 10 minutes where we needed to get out with the back, we needed to get the ball, you know, they were, you know, huge for us in that. As Amor Galler won that last free that, you know, got us back up the field. And look, I'm sure Waterford will feel, you know, somewhat disappointed that they had the game in the bag and they let it go. I think they were told to kick the ball out of the line and the game was over, and they didn't. And you know, lucky enough we got another play. And but look, as I say, it's only February, and it really starts our league off. You know, we're if we had lost this one, it was going to be a serious battle to stay in Division 1. But look, that gives us a real fighting chance, I think.
Well, shorten the spin home, because it's a long trek down to Dungarvan.
It's a long trek home now, and look, that'll put smiles on our faces. I said that to the girls, and that one kick of ball probably took 3 or 4 hours off it. But look, it'll give us a chance to reflect. You know, we were in a comfortable position, and you have to wonder, you know, it's a bit of a concern that, you know, Waterford were fit to turn us over twice coming out of our own kick out, and they got the goal and they got a point from that. And you know, that's a concern for us, and that's something we need to look at. You know, we were good on our kick out all day. We were better than last week in terms of, you know, once we got the ball in our hands, how we got out, you know, the transition through the middle third was better, something we worked on during the week. But look, at the crucial periods when we really needed to do it, we didn't do it. And look, that's something we've got to go back and look at, and just got to get better. You know, we have a serious battling in our hands next week. Galway come to Letterkenny, a double header and a great occasion for the girls and for all involved in the LGFA and Donegal. But you know, how we play today will not be good enough against a team of Galway's experience, and you know, they'll be hurting from the result last week. So you know, I know we have to learn fast week on week, and it's but look, it's great to be playing football at this time of year, and you know, and the games are coming thick and fast, and that's what girls like.